Allegations of bribery and corruption surrounding FIFA and the forthcoming World Cup tournaments. The association has unanimously agreed to publish a legally appropriate version of the report into the allegations. Owen Gibson is chief sports correspondent with the Guardian newspaper. He joins us now. Owen, thanks for taking our call. This refers back to the Michael Garcia findings, the man who resigned because he felt they weren't being fully open and transparent with what those findings were.
That's exactly right. It's the latest twist in this ongoing saga between Michael Garcia and FIFA, who, as you say, 2 days ago resigned because he wasn't confident that his report had been faithfully reproduced by FIFA. FIFA have now said we will publish the full report after all, despite arguing that we wouldn't, but it will be presumably heavily redacted to protect the confidentiality of those who gave evidence, and it won't be released for some months until the investigations into individual ESCO members are complete. So this will run and run.
And once it is published, even in a redacted form, what then? Where does it go from here?
Well, I mean, I think we shouldn't get too hung up on what's going to be in Michael Garcia's report, because as we know, he had no power to compel witnesses to talk. The Russians told him they'd lost all their emails. He could only rely on what people told him voluntarily. So he says he's got more information there about what he thinks went wrong with this very chaotic and controversial bidding race, which ended with Russia getting the 2018 World Cup and Qatar getting the 2022 version. I think there will be more grounds for concern there. But the other thing that's happened today is that Sepp Blatter has said definitively and for the final time there will be no re-vote on either of these World Cups. So to an extent, whatever it is that's in Garcia's report will be of interest to all of us that follow the process closely, but it's not going to change anything.
And will it change anything other than the reputation of Mr. Blatter? It's another blow, isn't it?
Well, quite, but it's hard to see how his reputation can go much lower, particularly, well, especially in the sort of European and the Western democratic world, if you like. But the fact is that in May next year, he's going to stand again for FIFA presidency. He's almost certain to get in. He'll get another 4 years and he'll just sail on. And that's why he can afford to just shrug off these blows to FIFA's reputation. And in any sane world, he would be stepping down and FIFA would be getting a fresh start with a new leader. But that's not going to happen, unfortunately.
Owen, thanks for taking our call. Owen Gibson there, chief sports correspondent with the Guardian newspaper, on that controversy over the 2016 and 2018 and 2022 World Cup tournaments. I got my numbers wrong earlier. Apologies for that. We'll take a break. We're back in 2 minutes.